Laum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday Abner decided it was a good policy to bring his father down to the store to keep him out of Elizabeth's way and also out of trouble. The old man and Grandpappy Spears made such an issue over reading the almanac aloud to each other that Abner quickly abandoned that policy. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library, discussing the almanac affair.
You mean your papa and grandpapa was actual fighting over the almanac?
Well, they weren't actual fist fighting. They never clinched with one another or dared one another to Indian wrestle or nothing like that. But both of them want to get their hands on that book.
Well, and read it out loud, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. That was the comicalest part of the whole thing. One of them would get hold of the book and start reading some uninteresting thing out loud, and then the other would stand around and sulk.
Yeah, wish I could have been here. I'd have loved to saw that.
Yeah, well, the best part of it was, Lum, that they both read the same identical things and never even noticed.
I can believe that, all right. Neither one of them two old codgers ever listens to what anybody else is saying.
Oh, no, it was comical.
Wish we could ag them into a fist fight.
Oh, Lum, now, don't start that now, because they'll do it.
I'd love to see them two square off at one another and scuffle.
Now, they're ready teddies when it comes to a fight. Now, either one of them two will go. I'll tell you that right now. But I just sat there and couldn't hardly keep a straight face. Both of them owe me.
How'd they final settle it?
Well, Papa give up and left. Said he couldn't stand to listen to that body. Wait a minute. Who's that fellow walking across the street there?
Huh?
That fellow right over there. You know who that is?
No, I don't know who he is. Never saw him before.
Me neither.
Just looks like some old tramp to me.
Yeah, he does. That's why I want to know his name.
What in the world do you want to know that for?
Well, it'd help to know a little something about him. His name, or where he come from, or what line of work he's in, or something.
What do you mean it helped? Help do what?
Well, it'd help me think of something to say to him while we're sitting there.
While you're sitting where?
Over at my place, Lum, in the parlor.
In the parlor?
Yeah.
Well, you two ain't sitting in no parlor.
No, but we will be.
Well, for goodness sake, what are you talking about anyway?
Well, Lum, after a feller's at supper with you, you can't just ignore him, can you? You got the least way to try to make some kind of talk with him.
Well, natural. That's the only polite thing to do.
Well, but I'm polite, too.
Well, what's that got to do with you and that stranger over there across the street? You surely ain't aiming to invite him home to take vittles with you, are you?
Huh?
You don't even know his name.
I know it, but I bound you he'll be there.
Well, how'll he get there?
Papa.
Huh?
Papa will drag him home. I know he will.
Oh, is he a friend of your papa?
No. Not that I know of, but if Papa runs into him, gets to talking to him, well, he'll invite him home to supper just to show the world. Might not every night he's been here, he's brought somebody home with him.
You mean just strangers he meets up with during the day?
Oh, yeah. Fact is, he don't even introduce them to me and Elizabeth. Might not know their name for all I know. Just says, here's a friend of mine. Slap an extra plate on the table, Elizabeth. Choke out a few more biscuits.
Mind you, that's pretty aggravating to Elizabeth, ain't it? Having to feed an extra mouth at the last minute that way.
Well, yeah. Of course, Elizabeth, you know, she loves to have company as far as that goes, but she would like to know a little bit ahead of time.
Well, natural. Any woman would.
You know how proud Elizabeth is of her cooking. Just embarrasses her to death to have folks come in and not give her time to fancy things up a little, you know.
Well, why don't you just set your foot down? Put a stop to all this.
Well, I don't know. Hate to do it. Papa seems to enjoy it so much.
Hmm.
Just loves to bring them fellas home with him the worst way.
Well, leastways you could tell your papa to give Elizabeth a little warning. Give her a chance to get some extra vittles cooked up.
I've told him that, Mom. Told him any number of times. But you know how forgetful he is. He always agrees with me, but he never does nothing about it. So I don't know what else to do. Can't throw fellers out of the house after they get there, whether you know them or not.
No, he couldn't hardly do that.
Better throw a friend in some stranger I hadn't even met out.
Sure. Maybe you ought to keep your papa away from the barber shop. That's more than likely where he meets most of them thugs.
Well, if he didn't find him here, he'd find him somewhere else.
He ain't out looking for him, is he?
He must be the number he finds. If there's a stranger in town, Papa will meet up with him. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, for old fella, your Papa gets around all right. I'll say that for him.
Yeah, I believe the last fella he brung home, believe he said he met him at the post office. I don't know, somewhere.
Might have been the postman.
No, it wasn't. I asked him about that. All I recollect is that Papa liked him when he found out that they had so much in common, he said.
They had a lot in common,
though. Oh, yeah, according to him.
Was they in the same line of work once, or did they have the same mutual friends or something?
No, it seems that they, in their talk they discovered that both of them had voted for McKinley.
Hmm. Well, Granny, is that much to have in common?
Papa seemed to think it was.
Well, if he brings home everybody that voted for McKinley, you're liable to have a house full over there.
He'll bring them home if they come to Pine Ridge. Bring McKinley, too. He'll bring anybody he meets home with him.
I suppose you had to sit there and listen to him talk about McKinley all evening.
No. Fact is, I don't believe they even mentioned him at all.
Well, what'd they talk about?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
Well, what'd they do? Just sit there and stare at one another?
Well, see, quick as supper's over, my Papa goes right on upstairs and goes to bed. Leaves me there to visit with his friend. You know, Papa don't even say goodnight to him. Fact is, by that time, I believe he's plumb forgot that he brung him home.
For goodness sakes. Don't sound like he thinks much of these friends he drags on.
He thinks the world of all of them, but you know Papa Lum. When his bedtime comes, he goes to bed. He says the night's made to sleep in, and he does it.
And then you have to sit there and talk to this stranger, huh?
Yeah, sit there and ask him how he's feeling. He says, fine. And it's a long pause. And he looks up and asks me how I'm feeling, and I say, fine. Well, then from there on, the conversation starts getting uninteresting, sort of.
That's where it starts getting uninteresting, huh?
Yeah, I'd say.
Well, I wouldn't say it was exactly breathtaking up to that point.
Well, I have heard better conversation, I'll admit.
Well, why don't you just give him some hints about going home and get shut of him that way?
I do. Keep getting out my watch and winding. Wound it so many times last night, I was afraid it was going to fly apart.
That didn't work.
No, I started yawning, turning the lamps down, unbuttoning my shoes and taking them off.
Well, surely that ought to have got the idea close to him.
Well, it did, sort of, but it just got him as far as the door. Taking him another good hour to say goodnight after I got the door open.
Oh, yeah, I know how that is. You stand there at the door wide open, the wind whipping through the house. You're dying to have the folks leave, and they're just as anxious to get away, but for some reason or other, you just can't seem to work goodbye into the conversation.
I know. Me and that fella, they stood there saying, well.
Well?
Yeah, that's all I could think to say.
I don't know why humans do things like that. Stand there first on one foot and then on the other and twisting their hat around. Everybody smiling.
Oh,
there's the worst part right there, that smiling business.
Every time.
You know good and well everybody's actual sick and tired of seeing one another by that time.
Yeah, I know that's the way I get the feeling.
You'd think folks should have enough sense to go home. No, everybody's got to stand there trying to think of some smart remark and then they all laugh and giggle. You know good and well nobody thinks it's funny.
No. I dog is, if I ever build another house, I'm going to build a chute instead of a front door. They ever step in that, they're outside. I'll tell them that.
Right out to the front gate.
Dog is, sometimes I wish I was something besides a human.
Well, that's just about all people can be. I reckon I've always said that.
Well, I know one thing. When we get through a supper tonight, I don't... Wait a minute. There he goes again. Our supper guest, see him across the street there?
Oh, him.
I'd give anything to know just a little something about him. Awful embarrassing to sit there and not be able to think of a thing to say.
Well, you might not have to put up with him tonight. I doubt if he'll be over at your place for supper.
Oh, he'll be there, Lum. I know he will. That's a cinch.
Yeah, but I don't see your papa over there talking to him nowhere. And it's getting on towards supper time now.
It don't take Papa long to get these things lined up, Mom. That fella'll be there. Don't worry about it.
I think you're just jumping at the conclusions now. That's what I think.
I ain't jumping at nothing. Conclusions or nothing else. I know exactly what's going to happen tonight. Don't be that dread it, too.
Well, I think you're just getting yourself worked up over nothing at all.
I ain't looking forward to sitting there in a parlor tonight with that stranger across the street there. Look at him lean again that hitching post there. You can tell by looking at him, Lum, he won't have nothing to say. He won't have as much to say as the feller did last night.
Abner, I don't think he's going to.
I don't. Just wait a minute. I believe I've got an idea.
Huh?
Why don't you come home with me tonight, Lum?
Me eat over at your place, you mean?
Yeah, you can help me talk this fella. You're a good talker, Lum.
Yeah, but wait.
Leastways, me and you could play a game of checkers while the fella's sitting there, and he
well,
could
now, wait. All you're doing is just putting another extra burden on Elizabeth.
Oh, she won't care. What?
Besides, I've done been invited over to the Spears' for supper tonight.
Oh, you have, huh?
Yeah, I'd love to help you out, Adam, in the worst way, but I promised Aunt Charity I'd be there.
Oh, sure, I understand. Well, it looks like I'll just have to battle it out by myself again.
Well, that was our ring, I think.
I don't know. I never paid no mind to it. I'll see.
Yeah, answer.
Hello, Jotham Dow Store and Library, Abner Peabody doing their talking. Oh, yeah, Elizabeth. You're going where? Ladies' Aid Supper. Well, ain't I invited? Well, where are me and Papa going to eat then? He's going where? The Blevins is. No, me. Well, didn't I get invited nowhere? Yeah. Well, all right. Yeah, well, I'll find something, Elizabeth. All right. Goodbye. Huh.
Looks like that takes care of your big worries for tonight, don't it?
Huh?
I said it looks like that takes
care... you're taking supper over with the Spears tonight, didn't you say?
Yeah.
Well... Reckon you could sort of call up Aunt Charity and just sort of hint around that I ain't got no place to eat tonight.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that. Special not this late in the day.
No, I reckon not.
Wouldn't be polite, no ways.
Dad, blame it. All right, Ogus, wait a minute. Hmm? Is he still over there?
Is who still over where?
That's right. Yeah, there he is. There he is. Still over by the hitching post. No, because I'm in luck, too.
Wait a minute. Where are you going?
I'm going over and ask that fella if he'll go down to the restaurant with me tonight.
To the restaurant?
Yeah, I hate to eat alone. No, because I'll have to have somebody to talk to. I'll see you later, Lum.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Blue Cross is speaking. This is the Blue Network.